Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy New Year. I know it's just around the corner, and if you're like me, goal setting is top of mind. You're mapping out what you want 2026 to look like, and I love it. Today, I'm going to share 10 surprising statistics all about goal setting and then a play-by-play for how you can do it right. Don't go anywhere. There's an old saying that goes something like this. You'll only find three kinds of people in the world. Those who see, those who will never see, and those who can see when shown. This is Restaurant Strategy, a podcast with answers for anyone who's looking. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in. My name is Chip Close. This is the Restaurant Strategy Podcast. You know me, but in case you don't, I'm a 25-year veteran of this industry. I have an MBA in food marketing. I give talks. I wrote a book. I've got a membership site, and I host the P3 Mastermind. It's a group coaching program specifically geared towards independent restaurant owners and operators who struggle with profitability. So if that's something top of mind for the year ahead, if you want to make more and work less, automate profit so you got that consistent, predictable 20% to the bottom line every single month, now is the right time to have this conversation. Go to restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. Grab some time on the calendar. You'll chat with me or someone from my team. We'll get to ask each other a bunch of questions. There is zero pressure, but let's see if it's a good fit. Let's see if we can help you make a ton of money, support your family, your team, your friends in the new year. restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. As always, you'll find that link in the show notes. If you've been listening to this show for any length of time, you have heard me talk about Kickfin because they've been a trusted partner of mine for years, and I genuinely believe in what they do for restaurant operators. Managing tips has always been a headache. There's never enough cash in the drawer at the end of the night. Managers are stuck making bank runs and doing spreadsheet math at 1 a.m. Tip pooling regulations keep getting more complex. It's just not fun. That's exactly why Kickfin exists. With Kickfin, restaurants can calculate tip pools automatically and send instant payouts directly to employees' existing bank accounts. No cash, no predatory pay cards, no glitchy employee apps required. Your team gets their tips fast in the account they choose right when their shift ends. Kickfin integrates with all the major POS players, so Toast, Square, SkyTab, Genius, Union, and many more. So you get fully automated end-to-end tip management. It's fast, it's accurate, and it gives you a clean digital record for accounting and compliance. Kickfin powers tip payouts for every type of concept, from mom-and-pop shops to regional hospitality groups to national brands like Walk-On Sports Bistro, Marco's Pizza, and Toasted Yolk Cafe. Great hospitality starts behind the scenes when your people feel valued, paid fairly, and paid fast. I promise everything improves. Kickfin makes that possible. If you're ready to save hours every week, eliminate cash runs, streamline accounting, and make tip payouts the best part of everyone's day, go to kickfin.com to learn more. As always, you'll find that link in the show notes. Okay, so this is my absolute very favorite time of year because I love looking ahead. I like making a plan. I like charting a course for how I want the year ahead to look. That's how I've spent the last 2 weeks really mapping out what I want to accomplish and then what I need to do. As you'll see, talk about the right and the wrong way to set goals. And some of this stuff, and I want to share with you 10 surprising facts, these statistics by very reputable places like, you know, the Journal of Applied Psychology and Harvard Business Review, all of these really great statistics that can help us better plan our goals and, more than that, give us a better chance of actually achieving them. So without any further ado, 10 quick stats that I want to share with you and then a quick play-by-play for how we can distill all of this that I'm going to tell you to how to make a proper plan for the year ahead. Okay, first, 10 surprising stats. First one, according to two different surveys that came out, visualizing and imagining your goals can make you twice as confident in achieving them. Only 31% of people who didn't visualize feel confident that they would achieve their goals, as opposed to nearly 60% who visualize their goals actually achieve their goals. So visualizing what it will be like at the end of the rainbow turns out is pretty important. Study by Forbes found that people who vividly describe their goals in written form are 50% more likely to be successful than those who don't. So write it down. Number three, repeating a goal makes it stick. There's significant data that shows saying your goal out loud each morning, almost like an affirmation, reminds yourself of what you want and reminds yourself what you're working for. We're going to come back to that in a minute. Number four, studied by the Journal of Applied Psychology, states that presenting weekly progress reports of your goal increases your success rate by more than 40%. It is about accountability. Get a partner, get a mastermind, get a group, somebody, some group of people who can hold you accountable. You say, this is what I'm going to do, and they're making sure that you do what you said you were going to do. According to the Harvard Business Review, number five, 14% of people who set regular monthly and yearly goals are 10 times more successful than those without goals. Now, maybe this data is skewed, but it says 14% of people who do that regularly are not a little bit more, not incrementally, 10 times more successful than those without goals. Number six, people have a 65% chance of reaching a goal if they have that accountability partner. So we know the power of checking in, of having those regular meetups. There's a 65% chance of actually reaching the goal if you do that, as compared to, I think it said 24% here. In 90% of the studies put out last year, challenging and specific goals resulted in better performance than easy goals, no goals, or, well, we'll just do our best goals. Challenging and specific. And when you remember those, that will factor back in a few minutes. Number eight, over 1,000 studies have been put out over the last decade show that setting high goals result in better performance, motivation, and persistence compared to vague goals or moderate goals. So make them challenging, set them high, and make them specific. Those two, number seven and eight, I think go hand in hand. And there's tons of data to back it up. Number nine, according to the University of New Mexico, the why is crucial in achieving the stated goal. So knowing what you want to achieve, knowing, making it specific, writing down what you need to do in order to achieve it, but then committing the why to paper. And I love that. Number 10, I have heard this now three times over the last month. Keep your goal to yourself. You are more likely to complete your goal if you do not tell anyone about what you want to accomplish. Now, I would amend that and say, except your accountability partner, somebody who's holding you accountable and somebody to whom you are holding accountable, I think would be huge. For the most part, though, don't tell your mom, don't tell your sister, don't tell your wife, don't tell your brother, don't tell your best friend, unless any of those people are your accountability partner, people who you have set a high bar for and they have done the same. Those are the 10, right? Kind of surprising statistics. So then how do we put all that into place? I told you it's going to be a shorty episode. You're busy, I'm busy. It's a very busy week. I know we all got stuff to get to. Here's how you make it actionable. You set a goal. You write it down. You break down the steps, what you need to do step by step in order to make that thing a reality. And you make all those steps as specific as possible. You repeat your goal every morning. Think of it like an affirmation. You do regular check-ins with a partner, somebody who you are holding accountable and they are holding you accountable. And finally, aside from that person, you keep this goal to yourself. Now, I have not followed this specifically every single year. And I will tell you, this year, going into 2026, now that I know all this, right? You know better, you do better. Now that I know all this, I'm going to adhere to all this. Set a goal, write it down, break it down step by step, and make those steps specific. Repeat it every morning like an affirmation. Do weekly check-ins with an accountability partner. And other than that, keep it to yourself. As you set out to achieve, I hope, really big, bold, challenging, ambitious things this year, I hope you follow that framework so you achieve everything you want to achieve. That's it, guys. Thank you very much for being here. Have a very happy new year. One final message, right? If you want to make profitability, if you want to make more in the year ahead, profitability is top of mind. You want to get the most out of your restaurant, then go to restaurantstrategypodcast.com/schedule. We love chatting with people. You'll ask us questions. We'll ask you questions. Let's see if you're a good fit. And if so, we'll talk about what the next steps look like. Again, Happy New Year to you guys. I appreciate you being here, and I will see you next time.